From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. There's an inspired and creative music festival that happens in the Catskill Mountains of New York this Labor Day weekend. The festival is called All Tomorrow's Parties, a name that comes from a Velvet Underground song. That's a bit of a clue for what you're in for at ATP. Much of the music is often raw, off the mainstream radar, and even a bit off the radar to those that might follow independent rock, like this British band called Beak. The festival got its start in Great Britain in 1999. Its American counterpart is just a few years old. We'll be covering All Tomorrow's Parties along with WFMU. One of the great things about this music festival is that guest artists might curate a stage worth of bands. Last year, the Flaming Lips curated a day. Today, our guest is filmmaker Jim Jarmusch. He wound up picking this year's bands for Sunday. So how did you wind up curating this Sunday at All Tomorrow's Parties?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I'm a big music fan, and music's very important in my life and in my work. And I was at last year's ATP festival, the one here in Monticello, and I was doing a film thing where Criterion, they show films also. And this year I'm programming the films for the Saturday, all crime films.
Huh.
But so I did that, and then I was just hanging around and absorbing. There was such amazing music there, and I got to meet Barry and Deborah. They're the masterminds of All Tomorrow's Parties. And then they asked me like a month or so afterwards, would you like to curate one day next year? And I was like, hell yeah, I would love to. So then I've been working on that for a while now. I kind of jumped the gun at the very beginning, and I had so many bands, I still could pick 100 interesting, innovative musicians that I'd love to see or have other people hear. But so I went kind of fast at first, and then...
And when you say you went kind of fast, how do you mean? By making the
list?
Well,
I gave them a list. Yeah, I made a list, like, really fast of, like, 50 bands, and then they started calling some of them, and we were able to book quite a few of them.
So let's talk about the first few that came to mind. Went right away, you thought, no doubt.
Well, the headliner on Sunday is going to be Boris playing with Sun. Mm-hmm. And both of these bands were on my list. They made one record together. They have only played it live, that material, once before ever. They are not exactly mainstream kind of groups. They are at the forefront of this kind of, I don't know what they call it, doom, rock, stoner, I don't know what
doom
genre
metal
it is.
Doom metal is certainly one of the names. But they're two different bands. One's Japanese, right?
Yes. Boris is from Japan, and they will also be playing with Michio Kawahara, who often plays guitar with them, who is one of the greatest psychedelic guitarists on the planet. So they were right up there first, but it was Barry's idea to ask them to play together, which I loved. And then finally we got that happening.
Let's play some of their music.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back and talk about them and more that's on the list.
Thank you.
We can skip around on the record, but right off the bat, it's a total vibe. You know, it completely changes the nature of the room you're in. That's the sound of this band. Is that your attraction to it?
Yeah. What I love about this about Boris, Sun, and those types of bands. Also, Sleep is playing on Friday, who I would have happily tried to book on my day, but they were already in there. You know, it's like, for me, kind of mental landscape music of things shifting. It's very image-oriented somehow for me, and it's slow, often, not always slow. Sun is always slow. Boris can be fast, yeah. But it's shifting, things shifting, and these musicians are really listening to what they're building while they're making it, and I don't know, it's just very impressive music for me. Some of this type of music, I think you could blindfold someone and play it for them, and they wouldn't even necessarily put it in a rock and roll genre. Some of it sounds like experimental music from, you know, 40 years ago in a way. But they are in a rock idiom and heavily electrified, very loud. But amazing, like sonic soundscapes for me.
When you do film, I would only guess that it's more often story picture than music. Is it? I mean, with this stuff, and you obviously correct me if I'm wrong, this stuff makes me think, wow, I'd like to make a film about that. Does that ever happen for you, where you hear the music and then the film comes?
Well, yeah, I get inspired before, even while I'm writing. I'm very selective about what I'm listening to, like what opens my imagination up to the thing I'm trying to first put on paper as a map. So always the music is a key to me. I listened to a lot of Sun and Boris while I was writing my last film, The Limits of Control, or when I was working on a film called Ghost Dog. I listened to the RZA from the Wu-Tang did the music. I was listening to instrumental vinyl B-sides of DJ records of RZA's stuff, and or I was listening to Neil Young with Crazy Horse when I was writing a film called Dead Man. Mm-hmm. And all of those people became the composers for the film, or their music was used. In a film I made, Broken Flowers, I was listening to a lot of Mulatu Astatke, who's from Ethiopia.
Great.
And it's a kind of suburban American film, and I was wondering, how am I going to make this mesh?
You did that.
And actually, Jeffrey Wright's character became an Ethiopian American, really, so I would have some way to get logically have that music in the film. So the music leads me, you know, it's often one of the first elements of inspiration for me.
So you're making this list. You had Sun and Boris. You had them at the top.
Yeah, well, they were among the very first. And then, you know, in that kind of genre or kind of heavy psychedelic stuff, I really love Wooden Ships, the Black Angels from Austin I loved, White Hills, a band from New York that aren't really very known, are very heavily psychedelic in a way.
And every one of those are and Dunyan too, are all on this bill. People know you're not just pulling things that were wish lists. These are people you actually wound up getting. Let's listen to something of those four bands. You pick one of them and we'll... And
oh, man, I don't care. Spin the wheel.
Okay.
Wooden Ships,
there
the Black
Angels. Let's do Wooden Ships. We've never done them on the show.
Okay, great.
Good. Thanks.
For free.
put the whole songs online so people can hear them at npr.org/allsongs. The song was called Motorbike. It's from Wooden Ships. You say the name of the record, do you know, is it DOS, D-O-S, or DOS, or DOS?
I'm not sure.
That's great. So it's DOS. Folks can find it.
Yeah, what a great band. I can't wait to see them. And I hear a lot of other things that I love in there, but it's still their own. But you hear a little Suicide, a little Jesus and Mary Chain, maybe a little Joy Division, maybe some Question Mark and the Mysterians, you know? Yeah. It's a good mix, but a beautiful sound they have. So,
where do you find your stuff? I mean, you're one of the things about your movies for people is they wind up falling in love with music, which is always a good thing. But where do you find the music that you pick for your
man
movies?
Yeah, that's, I don't know, I'm always, my ears are always open. I'm reading, I read a lot of the British rock press stuff. Like I subscribe to Mojo and Uncut, but I read The Wire as well. I listen to a lot of weird radio. I love college radio stations and pirate radio stations. I'm always on the hunt for kind of a radio fiend.
Do you do that now, all internet-based? I mean, have you changed of magazine to online and all that stuff?
Well, no, but I have changed my searching out the music. I do check out internet radio a lot now because there's, incredible things on there you can't imagine. And then I have a lot of friends who are musicians that turn me on to stuff, so I'm just always open. I'm hungry. I'm voracious for music.
Do you play?
I play, yes. I hadn't played for a long time, but now I have a band called Squirrel, S-Q-U-R-L, with an umlaut over it. It's kind of psychedelic stoner stuff. We're going to actually give some copies of our first EP away at ATP. So
excellent.
If we see you,
yes, you will see me.
We'll lay one on you.
Absolutely.
So, yes, and we're into that sort of psychedelic type of stuff, but I'm really bad with these kind of genres because
I don't know
who the hell invents the names for them.
What instrument do you play?
Guitar. I play guitar, electric guitar, and do some vocals.
This can't be your first band. You...
No, I was in a band called the Del Byzantines in the very early 80s.
Oh, that's terribly familiar.
We played a lot in New York.
Did you play DC ever?
We did. We played the 930 Club in DC.
I think I saw you guys there.
Yeah, a couple times.
So who's in that band? Just real quick, because I'm trying to see if I know any of the names.
The real musician in the band was Phil Klein, who's a quite famous composer now.
He's the guy that does those crazy boombox
on Silent
sculptures.
Night. Yeah. And he and I actually are collaborating on an opera about Nikola Tesla, but that's for a couple of years away. But we're working on it already. James Nares, who was played drums with us, was originally a guitarist in the Contortions, but is a very known painter and filmmaker. He's an incredible artist. So he was in the band.
I love that band.
And Philippe Van. Oh yeah, amazing. And then Philippe Van Hagen, who's French, played bass. And then later we had Josh and Dan Brown as drummers in the band, twins, who are film producers, comic book geniuses, producing a lot of documentary films, a lot of them about music as well. So,
and you're doing one a documentary film on Iggy Pop, who is at this festival. I'm going to just tell people.
About the Stooges. And Iggy's very adamant that this film is not an overview of Iggy Pop, but it is a film about the history of the Stooges, particularly.
Excellent. So Iggy and the Stooges are going to do Raw Power at ATP.
Yeah.
It's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. It happens over the weekend just before Labor Day. There's actually still tickets, I'm told, which I'm surprised because this isn't a huge venue. This is I've never been there, but I'm guessing a few thousand people probably tops.
Probably three maximum, something like that.
You have Sleep or performing Holy Mountain, Wild Honey, The Scientists. I'm just going to read through a list here because it's pretty amazing. Sonic Youth, Explosions in the Sky, The Breeders, Tortoise, the F Buttons, the Bardo Pond, Beak, The Books, Sleepy Sun.
That'll be interesting.
Apsy. Let's see. And the day that you're doing it, well, we'll go through some of these and play more of them. But we just talked about Sun and Boris and Hope Sandoval, Raekwon, The Green Horns, Girls, Dunyan, Effed Up, Wooden Ships we just played, Vivian Girls, White Hills, Who am I leaving out? Kurt Vile.
Kurt Vile, GZA. T-Model Ford is going to play. I think he's in his 90s.
Can we talk about T-Model Ford?
Oh, I love T-Model. But one thing, too, I got to say, after our day at the end, Kool Herc is going to DJ. And I don't know if Kool Herc is really the godfather of hip-hop, you know? So I'm really thrilled he's going to come through and DJ at the end.
And people, for those listening to this show, this is a preview show just before the event, WFMU and NPR are going to be there. WFMU is going to do some live stuff on the Sunday, and you can go and listen to that. And then we, NPR, are going to come back with a lot of sound files, and then on Wednesday we're going to pick about 8 or 10 bands, whoever gives us permission, and we're going to put a whole bunch of full concerts up online for people to listen to at the NPR website. And FMU is going to have a bunch of stuff. We're going to have photographers there. So that's sort
fantastic.
Of the lay of the land.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled.
It's going to be great. I'm glad that's coverage from NPR and FMU. It's going to be great.
I'm excited. Do you want to go T-Model Ford? Do you want to go somewhere else? Where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't care.
Well, let's do him because it'll be really different.
Yeah, well, he's from that group of what they called, Hill Country, North Mississippi, that sort of group of musicians that were on Fat Possum Records, Junior Kimbrough, R.L. Burnside, North Mississippi All-Stars. T-Model Ford, his songs are quite rough, cantankerous. Sometimes his guitar is out of tune in the most beautiful way, and I'm not sure quite what to expect. You know, I don't think anyone is, but it'll be interesting for sure. He's really somebody special.
Let's play a song from T-Model Ford called Nobody Gets Me Down.
I've been shot. And I've been cut.
Think someone like T-Model Ford would think of the Vivian Girls or you name it, you know, any of the things that's on this list.
As you can hear from T-Model Ford, it is hardly corporate mainstream music.
And that's right. Yeah.
I would say that's the general idea of ATP, to find this innovative, eccentric, interesting stuff that means something to some of us, you know? So I don't know. I'd love to introduce T-Model Ford to some, you know, to Boris or to Raekwon or whoever's around. I don't know how he'll react, but you know, they are in some ways branches off the same tree. Mm-hmm. And that is some nasty, raw-sounding music.
That is great guitar sound. Can't wait to hear that live.
Yeah.
Can you paint a picture for those who've never been to ATP, including me? Because, I remember the hotels from way back when, but that was a long time ago. Just what it's like. Where are we? What are these hotels like?
Well, you're in Kutcher's, which is an old resort. I think it's a kind of... Jewish resort. It still functions. It's seen better days, but it is the perfect place for this kind of thing. Both of the large venues are indoors.
So two stages.
Two big stages. Then they have a couple of really interesting bars in the complex. There is a pond out in the back where you can sort of sit around outside. There are little sort of lobby areas where they'll also have some music, some spontaneous, some semi-organized. And then there are films. There's an area, a film room. You can go see films. They have comedians also. A great thing they're doing this year is they asked me some books that I would like to recommend that they put online. And among those were Luc Sant's Kill All Your Darlings, another book called The Invention of Everything Else, a novelization of Nikola Tesla's life. I'm going to do a thing with Thurston Moore where we just talk about the nature of inspiration.
Nice.
In front of an audience. And Thurston, it's so cool, Sonic Youth are there too. I got to say, what a great band. And I love talking to Thurston about anything. So we have no plan what we're going to talk about. So, you know, there's just a lot of things going on. People are really nice. The people at work at Kutcher's are very nice. There's no kind of sense of authority or being, you know, herded around. It's kind of loose.
No corporate sponsorship.
Open.
There's no big signs
no
for
corporate
Kentucky
sponsorship. Oh, man. Yeah, you know. So it's the farthest away from that kind of corporate nonsense that you can get, and what a relief. The water is free. It's just a really nice atmosphere.
Sounds fantastic. Pick me, you went through, did this big list. Were there some that you really wanted didn't happen?
Oh, you know, there were so many things I wanted to do. Of course, I asked Tom Waits. I asked Neil Young if he wanted to do a feedback war with Thurston Moore, which they had planned to do actually a year ago in California. I have Raekwon and the Jizza from the Wu-Tang, who are a group of people I really respect. There was a lot more hip-hop I could have gone for. Mad Lib, Cool Keith, Dead Prez, Ultramagnetic MCs, Slick Rick. I don't know. There were a lot of things I thought would be cool to have, but there's some, you know, we got the Wu-Tang there.
Do you want to play something from either Raekwon or?
Sure,
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything you have would
okay.
be great.
All right, we'll surprise you. Here we go.
Okay, good.
Nobody is going to save you now.
Soldiers in the army, let the heat pump. Troops on the left, fight to the death. Fam on the right, infrared lights. Wolves in the back, ready to attack. Soldiers in the front, let the heat pump.
I pop off like a mobster boss. Angel hair with the lobster sauce. Summertime can't top the scores. Check my hot brother, drop the pause. FBI wanna watch the force. Tryna lock my source. Where I'm from, hit a max, text blocks and fours. How to save you, lock the doors. No respect for the cops and laws. In the land where your own blood, brother, still block for yours. Seen things that'll drop your jaw. My soldiers got dropped in war. See the mural on the project wall. Won't stop till I cop them all. Wanna block me, you got to brawl. Trey shots and all. Cause I ain't on the clock for talk. The spot rusher, blow down the spot for sure. Still break off the block with raw. My stock is more than general, watch your ball.
Deep pockets with the 8 on me. Sleep with the safe in the wall. The camo's on with the makeup and all. Swap 645, twist reaper in the flicks. Pop you warty ride, bolt this gun off. From know your horse, you lie, fly, cry, Syria. Bury me in Africa with whips and spears and rough diamonds out of Syria. True dog, only I can do wrong. Rock fitted hats, get crack money and drive a sick glue joint for Charles. I'ma blow regardless. Resume is straight up live. I shank niggas up for larger reasons. Speak with the youth in the spot. Eat the fresh fruit in the crop. All these hip hoppers eat cock. You can see me in the street or the yacht. I'd rather be promoting your block or buying fresh sneakers with guap. So I'm an ill dude. Always been a real dude. Don't fuck around. I will spill on you and kill you in the field, boo.
Soldiers in the front, let the heat pump. Troops on the left, fight to the death. Fam on the right, infrared light.
It's Raekwon. Raekwon's going to be there. I'm going to play something absolutely, completely different. And then I have this question for you, which, you know, it, maybe there's an answer, maybe there's not, which is common thread in the music you love. And we're going to play Little Hope Sandoval. And then that's what I like to talk about when we come out of that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Voice is like some kind of drug to me.
Have you ever seen her earlier?
Yes, but with Mazzy Star. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her in this configuration, but still, you know, what a voice. I just like the slowness of the music, kind of evocativeness. It's like some kind of burnt honey being poured on you, you know? But I had an early idea, one of my ideas, like, I'm only going to get female performers, you know? I'm going to get Hope Sandoval and Coco Rosie and the Bush Tetras and Vivian Girls and Sean Marshall, and you know? But that was an earlier idea I had for booking my day. But I'm very happy we got Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions to come.
So Common Thread, it's a pretty wide scope there. I mean, Raekwon, Hope, and, you know, you got a Japanese metal band, and you get this blues artist from, where's T-Mon?
From Mississippi. He's from North Mississippi.
So you must see some sort of connection, some sort of attraction.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's hard to categorize because I like all genres of music, but only a small percentage of it, you know, mm-hmm. with the exception maybe of show tunes. It doesn't quite do it for me. I don't know why. But I don't know what the thread is. I know that I can tell when the musicians feel it. I like evocative stuff that's not predictable. I don't like slick stuff. I like stuff that the edges are rough or maybe slightly blurred, like Hope Sandoval. Mm-hmm. I don't like precious music and songs where, I don't know, it's so precious, it kind of drives me nuts, or if it's too processed. Like, I'll tell you, the scourge for me of popular music currently is the auto-tune thing, mm-hmm. which to me is a purely processed device that really drives me up the wall. I don't know. I don't know, I like stuff, but I like classical music or so-called avant-garde music. I like outside jazz and certainly bebop, and I really love like English music from the 17th century, 16th century even. I know when I hear it, I know, well, that fits for me, but it's very hard for me to tell you what those things are, you know, how do I, you know, it's just intuitive.
And I think maybe evocative is maybe the key word there. I mean, in many ways, you put it on, it changes the nature of the space you're in.
Yes, and it affects you emotionally and sensorily. Without them, I don't like it when they're telling you how emotional they are, you know, in a straight up way. I'd rather watch Iggy mm-hmm. on stage, like, man, acting out your feelings for you in every physical, you know, molecule of his being. We have a rule in my house: if Iggy plays anywhere within 90 miles, we're there, you know. So, I would have asked Iggy and the Stooges to be my headliner also, but they were already on there, so that was great.
Well, and I think of film music, one of the things that drives me up the wall about film music, and you talk about things about making you feel a certain way, is that I feel often very manipulated by most music that's made for film. Like, here's the way you're supposed to feel. In fact, you're going to feel it so much, I'm going to overly do it. So the orchestration in music is very, it's very predictable. Like, here's the sad scene, so I'm going to make you play some sad music and the strings are going to, you know, give you some sort of sad melody. And
I know, and it's so obvious and tragically obvious when you think of all the types of music there are in the world, and then you see these sort of, you know, studio films. Really, I tell you, it's almost like they're just five scores they just pass around.
You
know, it's always the same. And then, yeah, it's like, cue the sad moment. You know, I find it insulting.
Well, I really appreciate the music you put in your films, and I think, you know, the musicians appreciate it because they get to be heard in a context that they didn't imagine, which I think is thrilling for an artist, and appreciate it because they get their name out there. But beyond that, it adds so much. It adds counterpoint to the film, too, and it adds, you know, a lot of depth, and so I appreciate seeing your films and hearing them.
Thank you, but I just, you know, give respect out to all the musicians that I've worked with and haven't, because the man, what they bring to my soul and then to my own films as well is just, I don't know how to even thank them.
Well, it's been great. Can you take us out on an artist that's playing All Tomorrow's Parties, the festival, and I'll see you there.
All right, thanks, and thanks for having me on the air.
Great pleasure. What do you want to take us out on?
This next track's The Greenhorns, a great band. Two of them play often with Jack White, Jack Lawrence on bass, and Patrick Keeler on drums. And we're going to hear There Is an End, which they recorded with Holly Golightly.
Excellent. Thank you so much. A pleasure to talk to you. I'll see you upstate New York.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And you can follow our coverage of All Tomorrow's Parties with concerts online September 8th. Some live coverage will be online at WFMU.org on Sunday, September 5th. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Words disappear. Words once so clear. Only echoes passing through the night. Lines on my face. Once trace fading reflection of what was. Spring brings a